Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
Always good to get the band back together again. It is the Jared Johnson Show with Double J. Steve Huber is back. Huber's on Hoopers. And Chris Shimoleski, Double C, Double J. Kirkster. What's going on, Double?
Not much, brother. How you doing?
It's Steelers week, man. This is a big week around here.
You got to get grimy, man. You got to get all nasty.
Oh, your name came up. We got to talk about you. It's on the way. We got a lot to get to. 3-4 Ravens against the 4-3 Steelers. Oh, it's on Sunday, and we'll get you set for it. The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
98 Rock, 98online.com, 98 Rock's mobile app. A lot of people pulling us in on that app. And, yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Ravens and the Steelers, to a man, Double, in the locker room, they all know this is the best rivalry in football.
No doubt. And probably one of the most underrated rivalries, especially like, you know, a few years ago when it was always up for playoff contention, Pro Bowlers across the field, and like, you know, one of the teams was, they were going to, it was usually for the division. So, but one of the most heated, you know, storied rivalries that not that many people can appreciate. And it's kind of a shame because, I mean, you want to talk about some great games from, 06 to, 2012, 2013? I mean, it was always for something up, something huge. Something was always on the line.
I saw a stat, you know, getting ready for the game and Ravens game day. I do a lot of looking around. And one of the stats I came across was since John Harbaugh started in 2008, 16 games with the Steelers, 12 have been decided by 3 or less points.
Yeah.
So that is like awesome. Coming down to the end. Justin Tucker trots on or somebody, it's, you know, you miss a field goal early and then it's like 1 or 2 points here and there. That's football right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
And
no,
the
teams are so similar. You know, they're both pretty much built the same. Both value toughness and all that stuff. And they just like to get after it, you know?
What is toughness, Double J? What does that mean? What does the word toughness mean to you?
When you hit a dude in the face and he hits you back. You know?
Like, now, is it the kind of punch in the face that you, like, shake hands afterward? Like a mutual respect for?
That's another thing. Like, I know the fans, you know, it's a totally different, you know, because you could, in the Steeler games, everybody fighting in the stands, screaming and yelling. But on the field, you know, even though it's heated and it's chippy and guys are pissed off, there is a mutual respect between players, you know? I mean, because, you know, for the most part, they're just like you, you know, just big dude freaking wants to, you know, rip the other dude's head off. Yeah. And you're like, all right, I can appreciate that. I'll shake your hand after.
We asked that because you're one of the names that came up when T. Sizzle was at the podium and he was talking toughness, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Jared Johnson, your name came right up and you ain't been playing for a minute. That's pretty cool. You made a lasting impression.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like Heath Miller. If I were to see Heath Miller in a bar, and I've never talked to Heath Miller socially, I don't know him, but like I would buy that guy a drink. And he used to hold the crap out of him. I mean, it was just blatant, and we would freaking throw each other on the ground and dog cuss each other. But after the game, it was always like, yeah, all right, you know, I can, you know, it was a battle, you know, got after.
That's what it's all about when you're old on in that rocking chair and Heath Miller be telling Jared Johnson stories and vice versa.
I whipped his ass. Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Last season was abysmal, but everybody around here, you held your head up a little bit just because we swept the Steelers.
That's
right. Absolutely. You know, you went 5-11 last year? Is that what it was?
That's right.
The 2 of your wins against the Steelers? I mean, you still wouldn't. You wouldn't. You take 11-5, but you know you can at least drink a beer to that. And, you know, you can appreciate it.
I'm sure it's going to be crazy out there this week, and it's going to be a lot of gold and black and a lot of purple and black. Both the Pittsburgh Steelers travel better than every team except two, probably Green Bay and Dallas.
Yeah, and if they're not better, they're equal. You know, Green Bay, they go freaking everywhere. I don't know if it's because they're just trying to get out of Wisconsin.
Right. Who wants to be there?
Or they're big fans. What do you think?
And we got 3 freakins out of JJ. We're just getting started. It's the Jared Johnson Show. 98 Rock.
The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
Everybody's back in action. It is the Jared Johnson Show. Last week we were a man down. Huber was getting all ringed up went down to Hooper's Island, which I'd never even heard of, but it's beautiful. And it's, you go right down 50 and then you hit a right, you get to Cambridge, and then you turn the car and then you go that way for a half hour.
And in no man's land.
Marshes and birds, and it was beautiful. How was it from your perspective, Hubert?
I mean, I couldn't have bought three better days.
Oh.
Because, of course, I couldn't just do one day. It had to be a 3-day.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. People that came in on Friday, there was a party.
Yeah.
And then the big event on Saturday, and then a crab feast on Sunday.
Yeah, we did 4 bushels of crabs on Sunday.
Dang.
No, what night was the wedding?
Saturday.
Okay, so you had what, the rehearsal dinner, the wedding?
Well,
and
we didn't really do a rehearsal dinner because so many people traveled to get there. We just figured we'd have a welcome reception for anybody who came there, which just meant drinking a bunch of beer.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all the same day besides
right.
you.
Right, right.
Dude, they had people renting houses, so you had 3 or 4 couples or whatever in a house. Cool camaraderie. I swept in on Saturday and got the party going a little bit, and then I didn't want to get the party going too much because I had to go back and do stuff on Sunday. Even though it was a bye week, I still have my responsibilities. Dude, it was a great event, and congratulations.
Thanks. Now, we were talking off air about the crab feast and how different folks like to do their crabs. Now, down where you are, it's crawfish, not blue crabs, right?
Yeah, so, right, well, South Florida, like kind of where I'm from, we do more like low country boils, oyster roast, stuff like that. Up here, the closer you get to Mobile in New Orleans, you're going to see a lot more crawfish. Not really in this area, but definitely in Tuscaloosa and different areas. You know, crawfish is like their thing. Everybody's got their different concoction, their different recipe. And I was wondering, what is your steamed crab recipe?
For me, it's got to be apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And then a beer, a light beer, though, because if you get like a super malty beer, it kind of gets a little more funk than you want into the crabs. But I prefer to not use water. If I got enough vinegar and beer, I'd rather just steam them in that. And then rock salt, mustard, ground mustard powder, and then... it doesn't necessarily have to be Old Bay or J.O., one of those kind of seasonings. To be honest, you'd think I'd be more loyal to one or the other, but I'm not.
I'm not steaming nothing, dude. I don't want to get anybody sick. I don't want to understeam it or oversteam it, so it's tough. I'm going to my favorite crab place, telling them I want a dozen of the big boys because I hate the small ones.
Yeah. Right.
Got to have the big ones. And you were saying...
We had some monsters. We had some whales.
They're out there now. Nobody even knows it.
Yeah, after Labor Day, kind of people forget that there's still crabs, but they usually crab clear through Thanksgiving.
Mm. The crustacean,
what,
baby.
What is yours, Double, for the...
Well, I mean... I use a little bit of water, you know.
We got to go.
Yeah. a little bit of water, a little bit of apple cider vinegar, half a beer or two-thirds of a beer, whatever. And then I season it, you know, with Old Bay and then heavy Old Bay on the crabs and let her eat.
And then he'll sprinkle some dirt from a cleat in there.
Damn right.
Make it taste good. Jared Johnson Show, I'm hungry now for crabs on 98 Rock.
The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
It's the Jared Johnson Show, live at our studios here on TV Hill. And how about the Cubs, Jared? You got to love 108 years down the toilet of losing. And now finally everybody's excited. I feel good just because all those fathers and sons that never got to see a winner, now they have.
Yeah, best baseball game I've ever watched, I think. Would you agree?
Well, until I fell asleep.
You know, like, my wife refused to. I will watch playoff baseball. I can't watch regular season, unless it's the Orioles, of course. But I love watching playoff. But if my wife comes around, you know, she complains so much, I just end up changing the channel. But the last two nights, she's been out doing stuff, and I've been home with the girls. I get them to bed, and I've been able to post up and watch the game. So last night, she gets home, and she's like, oh, baseball, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just watch. And she, like, gets into it. So during the rain delay, I fell asleep.
Me too.
And she wakes me up, and I got to watch the end of the game. And, man, what a game. That was awesome.
That's great.
It's been a great series. It was a great series in general. I mean.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing, man. It was, even leading up to it. What year? 1908?
1908, bro.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. crazy, man. You know, for them to finally win, it's pretty cool. But
well, Wrigley seems like that place. Everybody's walking around with a grin on their face. And Chicago, as we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, you love the city, like New York, with a cool attitude.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. And I think being up there kind of – my wife was like, you're like a bandwagon Cubs fan. And I was like, well, yeah, I spent a lot of time there. I spent a whole 2 days there, you know. So, but yeah, it was cool being up there for the conference championship and then, you know, feeling like, you know, I had something to watch. I don't know. It was fun to watch. It was great games.
You know, Jason Hayward plays with the Cubs, came over from the Cardinals. In the rain delay, he took everybody off into a room, and he's a leader that doesn't talk much, Jarrett. So when he decided to say something, he had everybody's attention. People were crying at the end of it. They went out there and won the damn game. You've probably been in situations like that where some guy doesn't really talk much, but he's a leader of the team. Once he opens up, everybody falls right into line.
Yeah, everybody shuts up and listens. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, you see that. You have like an old veteran guy, one, you know, just a grinder, guy that just keeps his mouth shut. A Marshall Yanda would be a perfect example where he just does his job, he keeps his mouth shut, he plays hurt, he's a leader but doesn't really talk. But when he does talk, everybody shuts up. And they're like, oh, Marshall's got something? Oh, okay, all right, you know.
He ain't talking about me for sure. Talks all the time. He's not a leader. Can't shut his ass up. 98 Rock.
The Jarrett Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
Back one more time for you. Jarrett Johnson Show on 98 Rock, and I approve this message. Man, Jarrett, are you ready to be done with this election? It's coming down to it.
Tuesday is a huge day, not because freedom rings and democracy stands up, and because this crap is over on Tuesday.
I hope. I'm not sure if it's going to be over.
What's the chances nobody wins? Is that possible?
No.
I do think that it's not. By the time we do this show next week, it won't be over.
No, because whoever loses is going to say it's wrong.
Right.
They're going to have a problem with it. And it's for all the crap just laying all around both of these two, they're like neck and neck.
Oh my god,
it's unbelievable.
It's nutty.
It just needs to go away, man. But the problem is, one of them's not going away.
Like,
for 4 years.
Oh, maybe eight if they do a halfway decent job.
Oh,
let's be honest. We're not going to have to put up with them for 4 years. Either one of them is going to get impeached before.
Damn. Well, hey, no matter what you do, go out and vote.
Yeah, go vote.
There's people, you know, people with a purple thumb somewhere that wish they could vote. You know what I'm talking about? Some places, you'll go get a purple thumb and it'll still be Saddam. You know, you could have voted a million times for somebody else, but no, that guy's going back in.
It's true. Take it for granted, I guess, in this country, but turds, man.
Well, let's beat the Pittsburgh Steelers so we come back with it. It's so amazing how the mood of a city is affected by wins and losses. We talked about Chicago. Lose four games in a row in Baltimore and walk around and look at people.
I have a friend who lives in Chicago, and they said that for the day of Game 7, there was no hello, there was no goodbye, there was no here's your change. It was go Cubs.
Roll Tide!
Yeah. Roll Tide.
All right, Jarrett. Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
Yeah,
I'm on my way to see Jonathan Ogden's MMA.
There you go.
11th annual and evening ringside over at Martins Valley Mansion. I always thought you could do the MMA thing, but maybe now's not the time.
Nah, a little old. It'd be awesome.
Did you ever use it for training or anything?
Yeah, actually I did. I started rolling like 2 years ago, did a little jiu-jitsu, but I had a 155-pound dude choke me out. I was like, eh.
I was rolling, but that was at a rave about 10 years ago. It's 98 Rock, the Jarrett Johnson Show.